Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 14th, 2025. Tomorrow night in Blue Hill, an author will be presenting a talk about another author in a library at an event sponsored by a local bookstore. So if you're always looking for your next read, you are in luck. Noel Rubinson's work has appeared in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and he was a reporter and editor for Newsday for many years. His award-winning writing has spanned many fields, including government, politics, culture, transportation, and history. And he'll be in Blue Hill tomorrow evening to talk about his new book, Looking for a Story, A Complete Guide to the Writings of John McPhee. Reading from noelrubinton.com, the author's website, quote, "For 60 years, McPhee has been one of the leading staff writers for The New Yorker, among the world's most esteemed and cherished magazines. Designed for both longtime admirers of McPhee's work and newcomers, this book explores his New Yorker work while also uncovering writing that has been rarely seen or never before connected with him, including his extraordinary stories for Time magazine that were published without his name on them," end quote. I spoke with Noel Rubinton as he prepared to travel to Maine.
I'm Noel Rubinton. I'm a writer who lives in Washington, D.C., and I just published my first book. I'm about to head to Maine, and I'm really looking forward to being at the Blue Hill Library on Tuesday, July 15th at 7 o'clock to talk about my book, which is Looking for a Story, A Complete Guide to the Writings of John McPhee, who is a writer who I think has really revolutionized nonfiction writing in the world. He's been writing for more than 70 years now. He's published almost 35 books, hundreds and hundreds of magazine articles, most of them for The New Yorker, where he's been a staff writer for more than 60 years. And he really has found a way to take people places all over the world in a really imaginative, creative way that some people think is like a novel, but he thinks it's really like fact. He really emphasizes factual reporting and writing in a very structured way. And one of the places that he's taken people to is Maine, which is why I'm particularly glad to be talking about the book Blue Hill, because he did one book, Survival of the Bark Canoe, which was one of his early books, which was really about a master builder of bark canoes in the style of the Native Americans. And they went on a long canoe ride in Maine, which is really a fascinating trip. And then he's written other books where he's connected with Maine in important ways. He wrote a great essay in The New Yorker called North of the CP Line. It's about a man who was a fish and game warden in Maine, named, believe it or not, John McPhee, who he befriends. This man writes to him and says, "You're writing under my name." And McPhee says, "No, it's my name." And they travel together and they see a lot of the great outdoors of Maine together. So McPhee has written about a lot of places, and Maine has been important. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad to be talking about him in Maine. He's also somebody who, again, has been a legend of The New Yorker. And of course, Catherine and E.B. White, we're close by in North Brooklyn to Blue Hill. And so John McPhee has told me about his trips to visit Roger Angel when he was living in Maine. And so there's a lot of connections to Maine, and I'm looking forward to exploring that. The event is going to be at the Blue Hill Library on Tuesday, July 15th at 7 o'clock.
That was Noel Rubinton, author of Looking for a Story, A Complete Guide to the Writings of John McPhee, Princeton University Press. For more information about the book and the event tomorrow night at the Blue Hill Library, you can go to noelrubinton.com. Rubinton is R-U-B-I-N-T-O-N. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.